Title: OIG issues favorable advisory opinion for physician-owned medical device company. Content: On April 25, 2022, the Office of Inspector General OIG issued advisory opinion number 22-07, which evaluated the risk of fraud and abuse under the Federal Anti-Kickback Statute, AKS, posed by an arrangement involving physician ownership of a medical device company. The opinion identified six characteristics of the arrangement which greatly reduced the risk of fraud and abuse. At issue in the opinion is an arrangement, the arrangement, in which three physicians who are members of a medical group, the physicians, have an ownership interest in a medical device company, through two irrevocable trusts, the trusts. Physician A formed the company to develop his upper extremity surgical inventions into medical devices sold on the market. Physician B is Physician S' daughter and Physician C is Physician B's husband. The company manufactures devices for surgeries that may be ordered by the physicians. The OIG opined on whether the arrangement would constitute grounds for the imposition of sanctions under the AKS. Under the AKS, it is a criminal offense to knowingly and willfully offer, pay, solicit, or receive any remuneration to induce, or in return for, the referral of an individual to a person for the furnishing of, or arranging for the furnishing of, any item or service reimbursable under a federal health care program. The OIG concluded that the AKS is implicated by the arrangement because, 1. The physicians are beneficiaries of the trusts which hold an ownership interest in the company, 2. The physicians order products from the company that may be reimbursable by federal health care programs, and, 3. The physicians may recommend the company's products to others. Historically, the OIG has been concerned with fraud and abuse issues related to physician-owned entities that derive revenue from selling medical devices ordered by their physician owners for procedures performed by the physician owners. Although potentially applicable, the OIG concluded that the arrangement failed to satisfy the small entity investment safe harbor because the trusts collectively hold more than 40% of the investment interests in the company, and the physicians affiliated with the trusts are in a position to make or influence referrals to the company. In the absence of safe harbor protection, the OIG evaluated the arrangement based on the totality of the facts and circumstances. The OIG concluded that the arrangement poses a low risk of fraud and abuse and does not raise concerns of suspect behavior under the AKS. In making this determination, the OIG identified six harm-reducing characteristics of the arrangement. 1. Business legitimacy of the company. The OIG found the company has several characteristics which reduce the risk that the company exists only as a shell entity. The company develops devices which are sold in national and international markets, employs dozens of individuals, and is responsible for the full range of operations related to a legitimate medical device company. Additionally, the company's business is rooted in the marketing and selling of devices invented by Physician A, and the physician's ownership interests in the company stem from Physician A's inventions. 2. Mode of profit distributions. The opinion noted the AKS is designed to prevent overutilization or inappropriate utilization, corrupt decision-making, increased costs to federal healthcare programs, and unfair competition. The manner in which the arrangement makes profit distributions reduces the likelihood of those harms occurring. The arrangement reduces any distributions to the trusts by a carve-out amount, equivalent to the amount of revenue generated by orders from any physician or other medical group member that would otherwise be owed to the trusts, which decreases the physician's financial incentives to order the company's products. Further, physician and non-physician owners are treated equally with regard to the company's profit distribution. Finally, the company certified it will make any future profit distribution in direct proportion to each owner's interest in the company. 3. Limited business generated by the physician owners. The risk of fraud and abuse is reduced because the physicians are not the sole or even primary source of business for the company. The physicians and other medical group members generated less than 1%.